asking, because I'm handling Vietnam and Cyprus and Congo and Goldwater nuclear weapon stuff, and I burnt his tail today good.
Tell all I do every day is tell him that we're, thank God we got you over there, because otherwise we wouldn't be here. But let's, I think this is a matter we can resolve. Now, right on here in our shop, I discussed this with some of our people. A guy like Pete Rodino says, the hell with that, keep him there. It'll prevent some of this white backlash.
But when they call the roll, Wagner and Brown and Diggs in Michigan and Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, Bill Clark, that group, and the Pennsylvania delegation, and Ohio, and you just got to have Minnesota and Wisconsin, and that's the majority. And every damn one of them, all 10 of them, have already got it, agreed.
Well,
what you better do is find some way for you or somebody to talk to Mr. Rao and see what we can work out.
Well, Rao's the guy causing all the trouble.
Well, he's leading them. It's a bunch of communists. And he says if he gets out, well, then it'll be worse. And he's trying to help, but he's demanding that they be seated.
Well, he's making a hell of a mistake.
Everybody knows that. We know it. It destroys the party. Roy Wilkins knows it.
And this is something we don't really have to do. I mean, this is the one thing that can cause us irreparable damage, and there must be some way that we can resolve it.
You figure it out, and I'll talk to you over the weekend.
Okay, Mr. President.